We continue in discussing the halachas of tefillah, the halacha of how we compare tefillah to a carbon. Shulchan Aruch in Simon Pei Tes says, Sif Gimel says, Asa loyalis asik b'tzrachav. It's prohibited for somebody to do any activity or leilich l'derech, to travel actually espalat tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, before he davened Shemoneh Esrei. The Rama says, V'yesh makilim l'achash omru mixes brachas. It's some are makel, some are more lenient if somebody said brachas, kaidim barach sh'omra. As long as he said some tefillah before he said barach sh'omar. But the Rama concludes on the name of the Trumas Hadeshen, v'toiv lachma b'zeh. It's better not to rely on this heter. The Beis Yosef Dvavush, when they bring this Trumas Hadeshen, they bring it more elaborately. And the Trumas Hadeshen says, Vad lav shapi iv avdi. The people who just want to rely on saying brachas before they travel, it's inappropriate. The Ikam Mashik Bidu Chazal at Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei Kvidu. The Chazal wanted us to daven Shemoneh Esrei before we do anything else. Shloyak for Oisai. And that is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Harav and other Paiskim. And as the Paiskim explain, it's not because Chazal were concerned that if a person will do different activities before he davens, he'll forget to daven. Rather, Chazal felt that nothing should be done before one davens. And therefore, they didn't want you to do anything. And they have Paiskim that therefore take the opinion that it's better to daven b'yichidus, even after alois, before the nets, rather than davening after the nets, or even with a minion. A very big chiddush, that's what some Paiskim hold. However, when we speak about activity before davening, we need to know what is and what isn't included. Only, as the Shulchan Aruch says, osilus asik, something that involves asik, something that doesn't involve asik, is not considered doing malacha before tefillah. So, for example, I saw that halacha is you're allowed to make your bed before davening. That's not called that you were misasek with something. Also, the Paiskim say that if it's cheftzei shemayim, that can't be delayed for later, can also be done before tefillah. And therefore, we know that Chazal allowed us to go shopping on Friday morning for Shabbos, for things, food that we need for Shabbos, if we're concerned that if we're going to wait for after davening, we may not have the food, or we can even start preparing food for Shabbos or for Sudas Mitzvah if there's a concern that by waiting, we may lose out this opportunity to do it properly. Also included in Cheftzei Shemayim are people who collect stocka, and if they're going to wait till Davin and then only go collect stocka, they may lose out. And certainly, Paiskim Amekel, certainly one may learn before Davening, have a shear before Davening, it's most appropriate. And I saw that the Shal Shachuvas River Sephraim says that one may even do exercise before davening. There are Paiskim that say that if by waiting to open your business till after davening, it's going to involve a serious financial loss, then it's mutter. And the concept that they use is just like we find that Chazal were lenient on Chol HaMoed when it's a dover of it. So if a person is going to wait to open a store until after he finishes davening Shacharis, it may cause him a real loss. That is, they take a more lenient approach. Of course, the question that comes up is, what about traveling before davening? So again, certainly the Poskim take that approach that one should daven before he travels. However, the Poskim say that if a person is traveling, letzorich panasa, it's a business trip, it's not a pleasure trip, there we could take maybe a little more lenient approach. And if he has already said brachas, then we could be more lakel. However, of course, this heter is only in a situation where he'll get to where he's going and still be able to daven. Or he could daven as he's traveling, as we will speak about soon. But if he's not going to get to his destination until after the Zman Tefillah, one may not travel without davening first. And I saw that the Shevet HaLevi, in the Shalos HaTshuva Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Ches, Simen Yutes, he has a Shaila there where there's somebody who lives in Bnei Barak and travels to Yerushalayim, and he wants to leave early in the morning and daven only once he gets to Yerushalayim. And he takes a approach that if there's any tzairich, in other words, what I assume what he means is that the person wants to beat the traffic, we could take a more lenient approach. It's also interesting that there's a tshuva from the Klozim Gerebbe on this subject, in the Shalos HaTshuva Divrei Yatziv Chelek Aruchayim Simen Nun Ches, who interestingly says that traveling before davening is more of a serious shaila than doing other activities before davening. And therefore, the shaila that he was asked, where somebody has a bris, mila, in out of town, and he wants to leave home before davening, he says he's not so quick to be makel. And he only says that if it's going to be a situation where the person is going to perhaps only go to the Sudas Bris and not to the, only go to the Sudas Bris and not go to the Bris itself, he's not so quick to be makel. So as we've been learning, in our previous year and in this year, Chazal were quite strict about doing activity and how one has to daven, standing specifically, all the halachas, as we quoted at the beginning of our previous year, how a carbon is brought, is the way davening has to take place, and how you have to not do anything before you daven, as we just discussed. But it's interesting to point out that, as we're going to quote in a moment, the same Simen et Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadik Dalet, it takes this strict approach regarding standing by davening in Sif Chetes, as we quoted in our previous year, also discusses in the previous Seifim when one may daven in a sitting position. So the question that I had as I looked at this Simen is as if the Shulchan Aruch can't seem to make up its mind. Are they being machmer on standing by davening or taking a more lenient approach? And I think that the answer is in our Gemara itself. We have in our Gemara that how do we know that a Zohar, the Gemara attempts to understand that how do we know that if a Zohar does the Avodah, he profanes that Avodah? So Gemara says, we make the following Kavachomer. My Yoshev, if somebody who's Yoshev, Oichel Kachim, could eat Kachim, Im Avad, Chilel, if he, however, does the Avodah, while he's sitting, he makes the Avodah possible, Zor She'en Oichel. So certainly a Zor who can't eat Karbonis, and then Shem Avad Chila. So Tysus, Im Sech the Yumid of Chaf Hei Oman Aleph, the very maskal Ein, says, how does the Gemara say that kachim can be eaten sitting? We know that halacha is that kotshi kotshim can only be eaten in the azara. And the Gemara teaches us many times, en yeshiva ba'azara, elo lemalche be'stava b'vad. So what's the Gemara saying that kotshim can be eaten sitting? Kotshi kotshim can only be eaten in azara where you can't sit. So Tysus answers that we're talking about kotshim kalim. The kotshim kalim don't need to be eaten in the azara. The Tysus Rid takes a different approach. He says that when the halacha is that en yeshiva ba'azara el malche be'stavet bilvad, that's only in the area of the azara facing the Pesach, facing the door to the Beis HaMikdash. But the side chambers, lishkois, there is no halacha that you're not allowed to sit. And that's what's meant here when it says that you can eat kotchim sitting. But the Ran takes a whole different approach. He says, we know that the Gemara says in many different places that the halacha of eating kotchim, the pasuk says lamashcha. Lamashcha means kederech shamalachim oichlim. In the same way kings eat, it should be eaten in an elegant manner. So he says it's inconceivable that even though the halacha is ein yeshiva bazara elo lamalche beistavu levad, but it's inconceivable to believe that the Torah wants us, Hashem wants us, Hashem wants to come to eat kabbanah standing. That's not the way kabbanahs are eaten. And therefore he says, kabbanahs, for eating the kabbanahs, you're allowed to sit. So what do we see from here? What I take away from this is that as much as the halacha prohibits us to sit in the azara, the same halacha also says that sometimes you should sit if that's what's appropriate. And I think that's what the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik Daled means to say as well. Sometimes the proper way of davening, certainly the L'chatchila the way of davening, is in a sitting position. But sometimes it's in a standing position. But sometimes it's better to sit. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik Daled, Sif Daled teaches us, Hoy Rechev El Chamor, if somebody was riding on a donkey, ain't tzarech leila l'spal, you don't have to go down to daven. Afilam yesh l'misha tefes chamari, even if you'll have somebody who will hold on to your donkey. El mespal derech iluchay, he could daven as he's walking. V'kenem ha'ya b'sfin al gab kroin, if he was in a boat or in a wagon. Im yachalamet, I mean, if he could stop, great. V'm lav yosh v'mekay m'yispal. I'm ha'ya ha'ya b'ragl, if somebody's walking. Mespal derech iluchay, he should daven in, as he's walking. Im ein pana connect Yerushalayim, even if he's not facing Yerushalayim. Afil shlevi makom sakana, even if he's walking in a place where there is no sakana walking there. Kim yamar v'yispalo, because if he's going to stop to daven, yiksha be ein of ichoy darkoy, the delay will bother him. V'yitarei liboy, v'la yuchal l'chaven. And the Shulchan Aruch concludes, v'hakol l'fi aderech l'fi amakoyim l'fi yirusoy v'yishuv datoy. We need to see what's best. What are the circumstances? And then the Shulchan Aruch concludes, V'yesh machmir melamed ba'ovis. If possible, watch it stand by ovis. V'roi lochus l'devrehim umhush lo v'mokim sakon. So we hear, we see that sometimes it's best to daven sitting and it's best to davening traveling. So Rav Shlomo Zalman in his Sefer Halicha Shloima discusses these halachas in a short periches ois dalet, and he says as follows. Certainly, there's no heter to daven as you're driving. Even though you can't park your car, even if it means missing the zman tefillah. Somebody who's driving has to concentrate on driving. I guess in the world of texting, this is an important halacha to discuss. He should concentrate on the driving. And therefore, he should not stop under any circumstances. Similarly, I saw from the Debrei Tzinnuroth in the Shailos HaTshuvos Be'er Moshe, in the Shailos HaTshuvos Be'er Moshe Chelek Gimel Siman Yud Daled, where the Debrei Tzinnuroth says that if somebody is sitting on the subway, and he has a seat and he's davening on the subway, it's better to sit in your seat than to get up. Because when you're on a subway, you're going to daven with more kavana sitting. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the same applies when you're sitting on a plane. When you're sitting on a plane, it's difficult to concentrate, and therefore, he should better sit. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in that piece, also adds another very interesting vart. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if a person is davening on a plane, where he says, he just said we should sit on the plane, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the person sitting on the plane, well, he's sitting in a section, there are men and women, we always need a mechitza when we daven. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, when is a mechitza required? He says a mechitza is required in a shul. The way a shul looks is the men and women are separated with a mechitza. A plane is not a shul. A subway is not a shul. And there is no problem of men and women sitting mixed. But of course, the Paiskim say that one should, of course, try to avoid that circumstance. And therefore, he should try to daven, even if it means davening before the nights, or davening Ma'irva, I saw from Chaim Kanievsky, even before plag, if it means that you won't be able to daven with a proper kavana. And I saw a very big chiddush from Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, the Shas Tshuvas Yabia Oymer Chel Gimel Siman Tes. He says, let's say somebody is driving. Let's say somebody is driving, and by driving, he's in a car, but when he's in the car, he can't concentrate properly. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it's better that he should daven, miss the tefillah that he's supposed to daven, let's say Shacharis Mincha, Ma'ariv, it makes no difference, and preferably daven the next tefillah Tashlumim. As we know, the halacha is that if you miss a tefillah, ba'oynis, you can make it up by the next tefillah. So he says it's better to daven the next tefillah ba'oynis b'tashlumim than to daven in a way where you know you can't have the proper kavanah.